All right, American Fat Ass Podcast, Nick and Jim with you this week. This is kind of a bonus show for us. Nick's on vacation, so we're going to try to pop two out this week, maybe two next week. We'll see. So, yeah, let's jump right in. Nick, what do you got going on?
Fuck what I have going on, sir. We're jumping right to it. Why the fuck haven't you watched Fight Club all the way through, sir? I have been waiting all day to find this out. I need to know.
All right. For those of you that don't know, Nick put up on his own Facebook timeline that he was in the mood to watch some Fight Club. And I put up there, you know, sounds good, but I'd never watched the movie the whole way through. And it's true. I have not watched the movie the whole way through.
Fuck you. I need a legitimate answer, sir.
It's violent.
That's the fucking reason it's violent?
It comes off a little gay to me.
It comes off gay?
Yeah, like men with no shirts fighting each other. Like, I don't know. I mean, the violence is certainly, you know, it's just, I don't know. When it first came out, I really wanted to see it. And then as time went on, I just didn't see it. I was like, eh, whatever. I started watching it and I was like, God. All right.
You disgust me. You fucking disgust me. I can't believe, one, you haven't watched it. And two, that's the bullshit reason you're going to give me. It's violent, and there's men with no shirts on. Those are fucking reasons.
More so the violence.
More so the violence. Oh, sir. RJ was right. Just hand in your fucking man card. I'm thinking about driving up to North Carolina tonight to fucking retrieve it myself.
Yeah, right?
Wow. I'm shocked because it. Violence aside, I mean, it does have some violent parts, so it has a fight to it. It's an incredible movie, and I watched it. I watched it twice. I watched it once last night, and I watched it again this morning. And I mean, it's a phenomenal movie. It's funny because the first time you watch it, obviously you haven't seen it, so I'll fill you in a little bit. It's the entire movie. You're thinking that there's two characters: the character Brad Pitt plays and the character Edward Norton plays. And then throughout the entire movie, it's those two. But then at the very end of the movie, you find out that Brad Pitt's character is basically like a figment of Edward Norton's imagination.
Right.
So when you find that at the end, it's like, oh my God, it's crazy. But now when you rewatch it again, you already know this. It's more intriguing to watch how it all falls into place. You like pick up on certain things they never even knew existed before, like certain conversations that they have together. It's a phenomenal movie. I can't believe you haven't seen it. And yeah, I don't even know if I want to continue even talking to you anymore.
I've seen the very beginning and the very end.
What the fuck?
You put all that shit in the middle.
You're like a fucking asshole who has to like a book report, and he's like, "Oh, I'm just going to read the first paragraph and the last paragraph."
Cram it all in there, right? Yeah, just you see the beginning, okay? They're two separate people. You see the end, okay? They're really the same person. Nah, that's enough for me. Good. And there's much fighting in the middle. Okay, good.
You're a piece of shit. That movie has one of the best fight scenes I've ever seen before, and it's when Edward Norton is beating the shit out of himself. It's unbelievable. I love it. Whatever. Right. We have to stop talking about this. I'm going to get mad. I am mad, goddammit.
All right, let me try to redeem myself here. What are some other manly movies? Maybe I've seen some other manly movies.
Okay. manly movies. Are we talking about, like, manly movies that I find manly, or manly movies that you might find manly, like the Smurfs or something?
No, you.
Oh, what, me, what, all
would,
right.
Yeah, like a real man. Like, what would a real man watch?
Okay. How about this one? You have to fucking have seen Gran Turismo, Clint Eastwood.
No.
Fuck no?
That's a recent one, too, right?
It's within the last three or four
six
years.
Yeah.
Actually, no, you're probably right. Probably 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I've seen commercials. I have not seen the movie. No, I haven't seen it. No.
Oh, my God, dude. That's such an incredible movie. I can't believe you haven't seen that.
Is that the one where he's a retired cop?
No. I don't I don't think he was a cop. I know he was military, you know, way back when.
And he was fighting like street toughs, like gangs.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Okay.
I remember that from the commercials.
And fuck the commercials, man. Commercials. Oh my god. Dude, I even took a movie that wasn't even like that violent. I mean, it was a really good flick.
All right, what else?
Okay, how about something like The Fighter? Marky Mark and Christian Bale.
No.
Jesus fucking Christ. How about you tell me what movies you've seen recently that you thought were manly? How about we start with that?
Like recent movies? I don't watch recent movies. I think that's the issue. Like, go back.
Go back.
Yeah.
All right. All right, let's go real back. Let's go Conan the Barbarian. Holy shit, come on! Are you seriously? No? Any of the Conan movies?
I want to say I've seen it, but I don't remember it.
Oh my god. What?
So I'm going to say no.
Oh my god, sir. Fucking Rambo?
The first one.
The first one. All right, well, the first one was probably the best one out of them, so I'll take that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen the first one.
I'm assuming you haven't fucking seen like any of the scarier movies, like, you know, say Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're shaking your head no. Oh my god, sir.
No.
How the fuck did you end up with balls and a cock? I don't understand this. You are not a man.
I was born with those. The surprising thing is I know how to use them.
The surprising thing is someone hasn't taken them away yet. Fucking unbelievable. Okay, I'm done calling you a girl. What else we got to talk about today? So sad. It's fucking right. So sad. I'm depressed for you, Jim. Like, I'm sorry. I'm really depressed for you.
I don't. I'm not into those types of movies. I don't know.
Not into those types of movies. You mean good movies? You're not into good movies?
No, like I like Caddyshack. Caddyshack was a good movie.
I love Caddyshack as well. I love how we're talking about Gran Turismo, Fight Club, Conan, and you fucking throw out Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Are we at least talking about the original Caddyshack?
One or two.
See, I was a huge fan of one. The second one, I mean, I liked it and all, but it, to me, it wasn't as good. I love the first one, though.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Before we get off this topic real quick, what is your all-time favorite movie? Like, the movie that you always go back to, you could watch and quote it line for line. What's your movie?
Oh, jeez. That's tough.
That's tough. Really?
That is tough, yeah.
You can't think of, you know, like the one movie that's just it for you.
Well, if we're talking about quotables, The Big Lebowski.
All right. You won me back a little bit because that's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Shawshank Redemption.
Another one. Okay. All right.
Bring It On.
I'm sorry, what?
Bring It On.
Bring It On? Is that that fucking ghetto cheerleader movie?
Yeah.
Bring It On. What the fuck is the matter with you? How fucking dare you put Bring It On in the same category as Shawshank Redemption? What the fuck is wrong with you?
All right. How about... let's see, Spaceballs. I can quote that one up and down. The Green Mile.
You know, I'm so torn on The Green Mile. I think if it was a little bit shorter, I'd love it.
Like, yeah, it did run.
I did like that movie. I loved the acting. I thought it was a great plot to it, but it just seemed to run on and on and on, kind of like this conversation is.
So. Oh, you know what? You know what movie I do like that I think you would agree with me on?
What you got?
There Will Be Blood.
What is that? I'm almost positive by seeing it, but I can't hit it on top of my head. What is that one?
That's, what's his name? The guy that played Lincoln.
Oh, it is. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yes.
Is that the, where he's like an oil tycoon or something?
Yes, okay, right.
I did see that movie.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a phenomenal movie. But if you're going to go with him, then how do you not bring up The Gangs of New York? I know, it's too violent for you.
No, I only watched the first 15 minutes, and then I was done with it. I couldn't watch it.
See, I didn't mind it. I thought it was clever. I liked the acting I'm in. I honestly didn't know much about Daniel Day-Lewis until I watched that movie, and then I fell in love with him as an actor. And yeah. I've liked pretty much everything he's done up until now. I mean, I really get involved with him. But whatever. Real quick, though,
my favorite movies has to
be Full Metal Jacket,
yep.
The Breakfast Club, and anything Kevin Smith.
Okay. All right. Those are good.
Of course they're good, because I picked them. They're like, you know, good.
What about Good Morning Vietnam?
That's a good one.
Okay.
You know what, though? Good. I watch that now. I don't like it as much as I watched it when, you know, back in the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why. For some reason, it doesn't keep up on the good times with me. Like, I don't know. I don't feel it when I watch it now.
Like, so I think I like it better now.
Really? I'll still chuckle at quite a few of the parts to it and whatnot. It's definitely funny, but I don't know. I'm just not feeling it anymore.
How about, let's see, another one I can quote up and down. I can sit down and watch at any time. Oh, Legally Blonde. It's a good ass movie.
I hope the audience can tell from this this awkward silence of mine that you're an idiot. What is wrong with you?
How can you not love that movie?
I don't know. Probably because it sucks. I'm starting to think you're doing this on purpose. That's what I'm thinking. Because you start off with two great movies, man. You hit me with Caddyshack, hit me with Shawshank Redemption, great movies, and then you fucking throw out Bring It On, and then you go back to Good Morning Vietnam, and everything's good again, then you fucking throw out fucking Legally Blonde. Mm-hmm. I think you're just fucking with me. That's what I think you're fucking with me.
It's a good movie.
You know what? I'm calling your bluff. Give me one line from Legally Blonde.
Oh, one line. Let's see.
And if I hear you type anything on the fucking keyboard, I'm calling bullshit.
All right. Let's see. How about... all right. Elle is talking to her ex-boyfriend, right? And she's dressed up because she's told that it's a costume party, right? And it's not. So she's the only one that shows up in costume, right? Uh-huh. And she finds her ex-boyfriend, and she says, "Hey, you remember that time that we spent in the hot tub and we talked all night and we did whatever? This is so much better than that." Like,
oh fuck, sir! I was giving you an out. I was really hoping you were going to be like, you know, I can't remember it, but no, you fucking pulled that.
Yeah.
Oh. Fuck you. Unbelievable.
Or how about when she's by the water fountain at the end, and they're in court, and she's by the water fountain, and the gay pool guy is taking a... Or, no, she's taking a drink. The gay pool guy is behind her, and he's... No, sorry. I got that backwards. He's taking the drink. She's behind him. She's tapping her foot, and he turns around, and he goes, "Don't you tap your last year Pradas at me, honey."
Oh, I'm so ashamed to know you right now. I'm so fucking ashamed.
Yeah.
All right. I'm done. Let's get into something else here.
All right.
You know, we're talking about movies and whatnot. Let's talk about an actor, Seth Rogen. Did you by any chance catch his speech for the Alzheimer's?
I caught the first one that was put up when he was kind of testifying and telling his story. I understand that there's a second one that I have not seen yet.
Well, you know, then I don't think I've seen the second one either, because that's what I'm talking about, where he was up there testifying about it. I thought Surprisingly enough, I thought it was very well done. Shouldn't say surprisingly enough. He's definitely a clever guy. He plays an idiot on most of his shows, but he's definitely clever. I thought it was very well spoken, well thought out. I love the fact that he got the the committee chairman to say, "I'm pretty sure this is the first time the words 'knocked up' have ever been used in one of these hearings." I thought it was pretty good, man. I enjoyed it a lot. I listened to it this morning a couple times, and yeah, it kind of made me want to go out and donate money to the Alzheimer's.
For sure, yeah. I mean, it's always better when you can have somebody testify to Congress that has an actual personal story that they could share with it when you're somebody of his notoriety, you know. So, you know, for sure, he brought a lot of attention to it. And from what I understand, what was released, I think, earlier today or maybe yesterday, he kind of went off a little bit on that committee because only half of them showed up.
You know, I was curious about that. I meant to go over that earlier, so I'm glad you brought that up. Because when I was watching the video, there was a lot of empty chairs up there.
Yeah.
I only saw like maybe two or three people up there actually sitting in chairs, and there's people sitting behind them. But it did feel a little strange that there wasn't a lot of people up there. Now, set aside, you know, what this was for and how great it is and whatnot, there was something else that came out of watching this video. I had no idea his wife was so hot.
Right?
Oh, my God, man.
I know.
I looked her up. Lauren Miller's her name. And, like, I pull up some Google images of her. She's fucking smoking hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this just shows. Funny guys get hot girls, too. I need to start being a lot funnier.
Well, I would say that you and I kind of shot above our, you know, what we should get, quote unquote. Because I know that when I go out with my wife and we're holding hands, I get a lot of looks.
Do you?
I do.
Good for you, man. And, you know, I've seen pictures of your wife. Your wife's very cute. Not that, you know, I'm trying to pick up on her or anything like that, because that'd be kind of awkward to stop talking to you about it, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. she thinks you're gay anyway, so.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man. And we all know that my wife fucking thinks you're just hysterical. Well, you know, piece of shit.
I'm like Seth Rogen. I'm her Seth Rogen.
we were driving the other day and we're listening to the podcast. And like I said before, I noticed that she does nothing but laugh at your parts, which just fucking pisses me off. So we're driving together this time and she's listening to it. And I noticed that she's laughing at my parts now, but it feels really fake.
Oh, no.
Like, you know, she almost like she's faking it in the bedroom or something. I'll say something. She's like, ha, 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 ha. It's like, what the fuck? Like, I don't understand. That's a fake laugh. What the fuck's the matter with you?
That's terrible.
That is terrible, man. Fucking breaks my heart. Nonsense. God damn it. All right, so speaking of things in the news, you have an interesting article you want to talk about, right?
I do, yeah. This actually came across my Facebook feed today. The headline is "Man Wakes Up in Body Bag at Funeral Home."
They really don't bury the lead on that one.
Well, they sure don't. They sure don't. But yeah, this guy, 78-year-old Walter Williams, woke up while he was in a body bag. He was just a few minutes away from being embalmed.
Jesus.
When he woke up, and I guess the coroner came in the room. He was actually pronounced dead at 9. They were getting ready to embalm him that morning, the next morning. And, he was kicking and I guess freaked everybody out. He was freaked out and his family's, you know, thankful that he's alive. But man, what, I don't know.
How does that happen?
I don't. Well, it took place in Mississippi.
Oh, and he was a black man. So, you know,
yeah,
got that whole race card thing happening.
Yep. Although the coroner was black, and I think everybody involved, even the police, they were all black. I think this is just a matter of being an idiot, like not knowing how to take a pulse.
Like, yeah, for nothing, it sounds so much more racist when you're like, yep, everybody involved was black.
Everybody's black.
It's the South. There's no white people around.
Well, I'm just saying black. They can't play the race card. That's all.
Fair enough. That is pretty fucked up, though. I mean, there's machines, there's stethoscopes, there's fucking holding a piece of mirror underneath somebody's mouth. I mean, there's so many different ways to see if somebody's alive. I just don't get how that happens.
Just pinch their nose. Eventually, they'll all come back.
What I don't get is, how does he go through being put in a body bag, being transported, I'm assuming, two or three times from different facilities, and not fucking wake up before this? Like, he only wakes up right as they're getting ready to embalm him? I mean, yeah. What the fuck?
Well, he did have a pacemaker, so they're thinking that they were correct in taking the pulse, and he had no pulse because his pacemaker stopped.
Right.
And then his pacemaker began working again, and he came back to life. Like, it basically CPR'd him back to life, this pacemaker. I think they just misread his pulse.
I tend to agree with you. And I think they're just trying to figure out any way to make this excusable.
Yeah. And old people are either extremely light sleepers or they sleep like the dead. Like, you could do anything to them and they're out. You know, you don't have that in the middle. So this guy was obviously, he was out. I mean, you could do anything to him and he's not coming awake until the next morning.
That's fucked up.
But yeah, they actually transported him, put him in the body bag, like got everything ready to, you know, prepare him for the funeral and whatnot. And yeah, dude jumps
so
up.
Fucked up, man.
I wonder what exactly he was doing when the coroner was coming back in. Like, was he like mime in a box? Like, help, I'm old, help me. Or was he like kicking and screaming? Like, get me the fuck out of here! Like,
oh god, like I would never be able to open the bag. Like, if I was the coroner, there's no way in hell that I would go near a body bag that has somebody inside of it. Hey, what was that?
Yeah. My wife's leaving, so.
So she has to, like, kiss you in front of me?
Yeah.
No. You
that's
do that
proof.
Later on.
That's my proof.
Proof.
That's I'm a man.
Excuse me. Lesbians get kissed, too. Just throwing that out there. Wow. Unbelievable. Anyway, see, she ruined the podcast. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
If I walk back into the examination room and I see a fucking body bag and it's kicking, and I'm just gonna fucking run the hell out of there. I'm not gonna stop and ask questions. I'm not gonna open it up. I'm just gonna run. Never look back.
I wonder if this coroner's office had like a douchebag that like played these kind of jokes on them before, you know, and this guy walked in the room and this guy's like, ooh, like being all scary and shit. And like, he's like, oh, Johnny, stop it. Like,
oh, Jesus Christ, sir. That was the fucking most racist, the stereotypical black man's voice I've ever heard.
I didn't mean for it to come out that way, but yeah, that was pretty racist and stereotypical.
I think the next podcast you should do the entire podcast like that.
Welcome to American Fat Ass Podcast,
home of the fried chicken and watermelon,
and don't forget your Zatarain's.
You know, I never understood why fried chicken watermelon was such a, like, a a stereotypical thing for a black person to eat, because I love fried chicken watermelon. I eat that shit all the time. I never got that.
Yeah, it's like Dave Chappelle said, I think. He's like, here I am, liking fried chicken and watermelon because I think it's delicious. But truth be told, I'm genetically disposed. I'm like,
it's like that in grape soda. Grape soda. Yeah. That's one thing, though. I don't get down on grape soda. It just doesn't sound appealing at all. But boy, do they want
no. it. Yeah.
Oh, man. Unreal. Yeah. So what else you got? You got anything else going on?
I had this guy come into the store today.
Okay.
And I didn't know whether I wanted to put him at people I hate or just tell the story. Because he's really not a bad kid. But anyway, so he's this young guy, sales rep, right? He's selling office supplies.
Right.
And he comes into my shop, which looks like shit. Like, there's stuff everywhere because I cleaned out three lockers this week. So and I've got 600 square feet. So there's shit just everywhere.
Did you have more teenage boys come in there and fuck your shit up again?
No. They have not been back. But so this guy comes in, right? And he's this young, he might be 20, maybe, right?
Right.
And he comes in and he's hotshot, type A. Hey, I'm your new quill rep. And like, is there anything that I could get for you? And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what's quill? And he goes,
that's what I was going to ask. I didn't know what it was.
So he goes, yeah, we do office products like Office Max and Staples, but we're direct from the supplier. We ship direct to you. You don't have to go to the store anymore. And he's giving me this whole sales pitch. And I'm thinking, like, what? I don't need it's just me in this store. Like, I got two pens. Like, that's all I need. And a Sharpie. Like, that's all I need. Like, he goes, what office supplies do you go through the most? I'm like, pen? And he goes, We've got pens. I'm like, all right. Save me the trouble. What's your beef? What are you coming in for? And he goes, well, we can get stuff for you cheaper. We're a big nationwide chain. We're nationwide. We can ship anywhere. We get stuff to you the next day. We've got 7 warehouses across the country. And I'm like, dude, you're coming into like a small mom and pop shop. Like anywhere you go that's like local, they're not going to be excited to do business with a great big mega giant.
Right.
You know, like I buy my water. I've got a little water cooler. I buy that with a local company and it's a few bucks more a month, but they're local.
Right.
You know, like that's what small businesses do. They help each other out. Like you coming into a small business and saying, we're big, giant, mega office products. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, no, you just lost the sale now, you know. But these hot shots, douchebag sales reps that just, you know, they're young and they want to make an impression, and you know, they'll tell you anything just to make a sale. And like, he's giving me prices that are direct, and they're worse than what I'm getting now just by going to Staples.
Right.
And he's like, but you don't have to go. And I'm like, but it's like between my shop and my house. Like, I'm not going out of my way. Like, there's literally an Office Depot, like, between here and there. Like, I can just pull off the road and get what I need to get. And I wouldn't even go there anyway. Like, I would go to Target or something. Like, I don't need, like, reams and reams of paper. Like, I just need, like, like a notebook and a pen. And maybe some masking tape and the Sharpie.
Sharpie. Yeah, I never understand that kind of stuff. They're always trying to push stuff on you that you don't need. Like you said, you're a small place. I mean, it's not like you're going out and buying lots of pens in bulk, like, you know, cases of pens that, you know, are going to be gone within a week or two. It's stupid. Right. It's just like, and now, you know what, fuck it. Let's put that motherfucker on people we hate, because I do hate people like that. Know your clientele. Don't go in pushing all this bullshit onto somebody who obviously doesn't need it and doesn't want it. Back up.
Right.
I hate shit like that.
Yep. It just, I mean, I've been in sales. Most of my jobs have been sales jobs.
Right.
So I know, like, the most important thing about sales, and this kid hadn't learned it yet, but it's to be able to read the person that you're selling to and match their level. You know, so if you're trying to sell somebody office products and they don't really need it, then you find something else. Well, do you do shipping? Do you, you know, what else do you do in this business that I can possibly help you with? Not, oh, you go through pens? Well, you know, you can buy pens at Quill, 1,000 of them for $120. And it's like, I don't need 1,000 pens. Like I'm lefty. I have one hand. Like I need one pen.
Was he even offering you like promotional pens? Like, you know, pens that say like, you know, Peak CD Thrift on them or something like that. You know, something just regular straight up pens.
Just Bix.
Oh, what an idiot.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot. You should have fucking punched him in the eye.
Yeah, he sucks.
He does suck. All right, so you know what? I've got a person I hate too, sir. All
right.
Now, I've gone back and forth on whether to tell this story. I've actually been wanting to tell this story since day one of the podcast, but just haven't yet, but it's time. So I won't name names because it's people that I know personally who may at some point listen to this podcast. So a while ago, I mentioned last week that I went on a cruise. That was for my best friend's wedding. We went on a cruise for his honeymoon and had a great time with it. Well, I've got two dogs, so my wife and I were struggling to find out who was going to watch our dogs. Our dogs tend to be a kind of pains in the asses, so it's kind of hard to find somebody who can come over the house, even stay here the whole time watching.
Right.
So, you know, we were trying to talk it out one night, and we were hanging out with one of our friends at the time, and she quickly jumped in and said, I can do it. I'll do it. No problem. I'll do it. And, you know, Tina and I looked at each other like, well, shit, we weren't even asking you, but, you know, that's great. If you can offer, that's fucking fantastic. You know, we don't have to worry about it anymore. It's something, you know, offer heads right now.
Yep.
So we were great. Went out thinking everything was fine. So I want to say it was a couple weeks later, we get a message from that person saying that she's no longer able to watch the dogs because, you know, she's got personal issues going on, and she's going out of town now, and, you know, just certain things like that, which we're like, okay, you know, not a problem. It sucks that you waited so long to tell us, but we totally understand you got personal problems. We'll figure it out. Come to find out that not only did she back out on us, but then she lied to a bunch of other people about it, telling them that she never offered, that we kind of just said, okay, she's going to watch her dogs, and kind of forced her into it. And that really pissed me off. Yeah. I was like, I hate that. And so to kind of sum the story up, the people I hate are the people that, you know, step up, offer something, and then either bitch and complain about it the whole time they're doing it. Yep. Or, like, lie about it and say, oh, well, I never offered to begin with. I fucking hate those people.
Yeah. No, I mean, I come across that a lot, or at least I did when I was working retail or in office jobs. You see that a lot where it's like, oh, can you help me out with this project? Yeah, man. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. And then the whole time you're like, oh, I didn't realize it was going to be this involved. And it's like, well, you know what? Then keep your fucking mouth shut.
Exactly. You know,
if you want to be lazy, I'm all for it. Be lazy. I'm lazy. Lord knows I'm lazy, you know?
Right.
But so I don't volunteer for shit. Like, if somebody comes up to me, like I worked at CarMax and they moved around their whole parking lot. There's like 500 cars that they've got to move. And it was all volunteer, come in after hours and whatnot. And I didn't volunteer for it because I knew I wasn't going to like that shit. Like, I wasn't going to enjoy, like, jumping into one car, moving it 30 feet and running and going. No, like, that's not what I wanted to do. And so I didn't volunteer. And you know what? Nobody said shit.
But if I
would have volunteered and been like, oh, can't believe I got to get all these fucking cars and move them. And well, that's what the fuck you signed up for. Like,
that's it. You fucking signed up to do it. This was your fucking choice. Now live with it. Now, you know, there's another part of this I hate. And, you know, my wife wanted me to throw this in there. So, you know, I'll do it for her.
Yeah.
I can't stand. Well, actually, you know, I'll throw in her. Tina can't stand the people who purposely have children and then complain about it non-fucking stop. Oh, yeah. I have to stay home. I have to take care of them. I have to get them to school. I have to make them this. I have to take care. It's like, motherfucker, you wanted to have kids. What did you think having kids was going to be like? It's work. You got to fucking do it. Stop fucking bitching and complaining about your goddamn kids. I mean, if you didn't want them, don't have them. And right. Don't get me wrong. I understand there's, you know, accidents that happen and whatnot, but
sure.
I'm not even talking about those. I'm talking about the people who legitimately want to have kids. And now that they've had kids, they do nothing but complain about them nonstop. Like, they didn't have a choice. They had to have kids.
Yeah. No, that, I mean, Ashley and I had our first kid young. You know, we were still living in Jersey. I was living with my parents still.
Right.
And so we had Travis, and from day one, we didn't complain. Like, we found out she was pregnant. We were happy, you know, and we immediately did shit. I got my shit together. She had been trying to get me to get my shit together probably for 2 years before that. But, you know, I got my shit together, and we moved out. We had the baby, and from day one, we didn't complain, even though there was a lot to complain about.
Right. Like,
with kids, there's an immense number of things that you can complain about, but we didn't, because we got ourselves in this mess, so we're just gonna deal with it, you know.
No, absolutely. And
yeah, it pisses me off, because, like, these people with one kid, with two kids, even three, you know, they've got these kids and they do nothing but complain about them. It's like, that's your fucking blood. Like, don't complain about your fuck. They didn't do anything. Like, they're just being kids. Like,
it's sad, man. Like, and again, I kind of speak, you know, kind of uneducated on this because I don't have kids. So it's hard for me to, you know, throw my peace of mind into it. But I see, you know, I hate to throw the name on it, but I see good parenting and I see bad parenting all the time. And I mean, hell, you look at my sister-in-law, ex-sister-in-law, I guess. I don't know what the hell you would call her. Fucking, she's a whore anyway. Whatever. when she lived here in Florida and we lived with her, she would purposely work nights so she wouldn't have to be home with the kids. And it was just like, what the fuck did you have kids for? I mean, you don't right. even want to be home taking care of your kids. I mean, and it's like, they were old enough to where you didn't have to wait on them hand and foot, like, nonstop. But
sure.
I mean, what kind of a mother is like, I'd much rather be at work with strangers than at home with my own children?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
No, I don't get that. I mean, I see lots of different kids because my wife's got the daycare from the house. So,
right.
You know, I know what kids, you know, their parents work with them and what kids their parents don't. So, I mean, and it always seems to be that we always end up with one or two where the parents obviously do nothing with their kids. Like, their kids are just there, you know, and it just pisses me off. You know, we have one now, this little kid. I'm not going to say his name, but he's a fucking dunce. Like Ashley was telling me today, we've got these buckets, right? And they're nesting and they have numbers on them. And like, I think 10 is the biggest and one is the smallest and you can stack them up and stuff. And this kid like took them out and like threw them everywhere. They were all over the house. And so Ashley was like, can you clean them up, please? And he couldn't figure out how to put the big one, like put the littler one in the big one. and like continue doing that. Like forget numbers. Like this kid's almost four and he can't count to 10.
I mean, the hell with that. I mean, they're just normal buckets, right? They're not, you know, like different shapes.
No, they're all the same shape. Like the biggest one has the handle and they're numbered. Like they're fucking numbered. But like we know that he can't count to 10, and Ashley has flat out said, I'm not going to bother working with him because his parents don't work with him, so
right.
I'm just going to be doing it for nothing, you know? And so she like literally had to like, she showed him like, all right, get the yellow bucket with the handle. And she's pointing at it, and he says, where is it? Is it this one? And he pulls out the fucking smallest one. And she's like, no, the bucket with the handle, the big one. And he couldn't do it. Like she had to like do it and like show him like, all right, now get the next one and put it in. And then she even did one that didn't fit right. Put it in, or it didn't fit right. All right. And like how to fix it. And he just couldn't do it.
That's a fucking shame, man.
Yeah. And this kid, like his mom was telling Ashley a story and she related to me, but like he just wasn't going to bed one night. So she said, his mom, if you stay in bed, we'll go to Chuck E. Cheese. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, I'm like, just saying, no. I mean, that would work for me. I would never leave bed again.
That would work for any kid. But here's the thing, and this is what's going to happen if it hasn't happened already. He's going to get out of bed every night.
Right.
Because every night his mom's going to say, if you stay in bed, we'll go to Chuck E. Cheese. So now this kid's racking up Chuck E. Cheese visits. Like, and he knows all he has to do is get out of bed in the middle of the night. Like, no.
That's it's so
you grab him by the hand,
man.
You throw him back in his room. That's what you do. You're the parent.
But obviously they don't even want to be the parent. I mean, that really is sad. One of my nephews on my wife's side, he has some learning issues and whatnot, and I feel really bad for the kid. Like, I used to, I feel like an asshole saying this, but I used to get really annoyed with him a lot because he would just act up and whatnot. But it's not his fault. He had kind of shitty parents who didn't care, who weren't there for him, didn't want to teach him anything. And, you know, he's now paying for it later on in life. And it really fucking sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't spend a whole lot of time at home when the kids are here just because I can't.
Right.
Like, with my mouth and my short temper towards these kids, like, I just can't do it. Like, I would explode on these, like, this fucking kid. I would be like, what the fuck are you doing? Why can't you fucking listen?
They're fucking numbered, man. Fucking 1, 2, 3, they're fucking numbered.
But I can't do that because I would then go to jail. So I have to leave the house. Like, I have to remove myself from interacting with, and whenever this kid talks to me, like I'll be sitting on the couch putting on my shoes, and let's say my youngest son pulls out blocks, he'll run up and go, he's taking out the blocks, and I'll be like, and I'll just leave. Like I don't even say words to this kid. I just mumble at him and groan and growl just so I can go.
Oh, I would love to be there for that. Little kid just wants your attention. He's like, oh, it's fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. I see we're at about 45 minutes. I say we jump into some good to be fats unless you got anything else. Because last week we kind of got off track and did like an hour and a half show.
So yeah.
Let's try to keep this one around an hour.
I think I'm good.
You got nothing else?
No, that's it.
All right. I got a couple good to be fats. Now, real quick, before I throw out my good to be fats, we've actually gotten a couple suggestions on Twitter and Facebook. The only problem is everyone we've gotten, we've already used. So, people, I appreciate so much for the help. But for the love of God, listen to our previous episodes and see the ones we've used. Because I get so excited. As soon as I get a tweet and I see hashtag good beef fat, I'm like, oh, yes. And then yeah. I'm like, we just used that one 2 weeks ago. it was funny. I was talking to my wife about an hour or so before we sat down to record. I was like, Tina, you know, I need some good to be fat reasons. What do you got? She rambled off like 15 of them. Every fucking one of them was like, did that one. Yeah, we already did that one. I was like, what the fuck, man?
You got to dig new. Deeper. Dig fucking, deeper.
Thank you. Think fat, goddammit. Think fat.
Yeah.
All right. So I came up with three of them that
All right.
They're okay. They're not horrible, but we'll go with them. All right.
All right.
So first one I got is... it's good to be fat because you never have to spend time thinking about your New Year's resolution because it's always the same every year. Try to lose more weight.
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Why? Are you saying that your New Year's resolution is to gain more weight?
No, I don't resolve to do shit. Like, I'm so lazy and fat, I don't even make resolutions.
You just find it to be pointless. You're just like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm just like, I could lose weight, but I won't. So I'm not even going to bother holding myself to anything.
Why lie to myself anymore? Like, I know I'm going to resolve last 15 years.
I'm going to resolve to be fat and like immediately eat a slice of like, oh, I'm going to lose some weight. Ah, this pizza tastes so good.
Like, I'll start tomorrow after I eat this whole chocolate cake.
Yeah. Like, there's no point. Like,
but see, I love those, man. That's crazy. Yeah. Like, it's funny, like, all these New Year's resolutions and whatnot that people make, and 99% of them are always, you know, try to exercise more, eat healthier, lose weight.
Yeah.
And I mean, God knows I've made a few of them myself, and I don't know. I've done well a couple times, but I always revert right back to it. I fucking hate New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. Although this year I did make one and I held it out for a good while and then I gave it up.
Well, what was it for this year?
I resolved to do something good for somebody else at least once a day.
And we are now February 28th, so you made it about 2 months?
No. I gave up about 2 weeks into the year. But I gave it a good shot, right?
I suppose 2 weeks is a good shot.
And I told myself, like, even if it's something as small as holding the door open for somebody or, you know, letting somebody go in traffic, like, that's doing something good for somebody, right?
So, yes, it is. And yeah. You've dumbed it down so much that I'm almost surprised that you couldn't go more than 2 weeks.
It was fail-proof. Yes.
And somehow you didn't make it more than 2 weeks.
Right, because I was holding doors open for ladies and men, but, you know, mostly ladies. And a lot of times, thank you. And then one time, nothing. And then after that, I was like, fuck it! Tired of doing shit for people!
You know what, though? That's true, because I can't tell you how many times other people have ruined me being nice for somebody else. It happens all the time. You know, that same instance, either they don't say thank you or I'll hold it open for somebody and then somebody won't hold it open for me. And I'm like, well, just fuck you then. And I'm like, I give up and I won't do it for anybody else the rest of the day.
Yeah. Except I took that for like the next 6 weeks. I don't hold the door open for anybody. I don't care if you have your hands full. You're not going to thank me. That lady 6 weeks ago didn't thank me.
You know what you should do? If you see somebody walking up behind you, get in there real quick and then be like, are you going to thank me with the whole door open?
I should do that.
Start asking.
I should do that. like stop them with your hand. Excuse me. I see you have your hands full with what looks like a very heavy package, but should I hold this door open for you? If I should feel so inclined to hold this door open for you, are you going to in turn say thank you? By then, their arms are probably going to give out.
At that point, they're just like, just get the fuck out of my way and I'll do it myself.
And that will then that prove my point even further.
Oh, that's great. All right. 2 weeks.
That's a good run for me.
It's sad. Like I said, you dumbed it down so much. It's like it's something you could easily do. It's like you dumbed it down to the point where if somebody sneezed, you just said, bless you. That would be your good deed for today.
Well,
you couldn't keep it going.
I wouldn't consider that a good deed. But like if I had like a tissue that I offered them, that would be a good deed. But
let me ask something. If you said bless you to somebody, do you automatically expect them to say thank you in return?
It'd be nice.
Really?
I don't know that. Yeah, I mean, if I said bless you to someone, yeah, I think I would.
Okay,
I would
now
expect
if,
them to say thank you.
If they didn't say thank you, would you be pissed off about that?
I would damn them. If I said bless you and they didn't say thank you, I would say, well, damn you to hell.
you don't think you're fucking just, you're taking a little too far?
No, they don't deserve to live. I blessed them. Their heart stopped for a millisecond and I blessed them. They don't have the heart to say thank you back to me? They can go to hell.
Oh, God. Yeah, I hate you. I hate people like you. Because, like, don't get me wrong, 9 out of 10 times someone says bless you to me, I'll say thank you. But every single time I hit that one time where I don't say thank you, I get like fucking nasty looks.
Yeah.
And it's like, really? Well, I'm so sorry. I didn't say fucking thank you at that moment. You're going to fucking give me a nasty look. I don't even believe in God, motherfucker. You blessed me? Fuck you.
Right, right.
All right. Let's see here. Other reasons why it's good to be fat. I thought about this one today because something happened the other day while I was at work. It's good to be fat because nobody will ever ask you to climb a ladder. Now, this one's good for me because the other day I was at work and there was something that we need a ladder for. Mm-hmm. And it was me and two other people. And as we set the ladder, the one person looked at the kind of the two of us and immediately stopped looking at me and asked the other person to climb a ladder. And I was like, aha, that's what I'm talking about. The fat guy never has to climb the ladder.
No, that's actually really good because I haven't climbed the ladder probably since I was like 12.
Right? The same thing. It's been so long since I climbed the ladder.
I don't climb ladders. That's not, especially past like the second step.
Right?
There's no way. And whenever I've needed to climb a ladder or something like required me to get up on a ladder and get something and there was another option, like in your case where, you know, there's two people there, it's always the skinny guy. One, they're not going to break the ladder.
Nope.
And two, if they fall, it's not going to hurt as much if they fall on somebody else.
They'll just float to the ground like a little feather.
Yeah.
I hate the people. There's been a couple times. Shit, where was I? I forget where I was, but I was with a group of people, and we were waiting on an elevator. And it was like, oh, this elevator's taking too long. And half the group decided, okay, we're just going to take the stairs, you know, two flights up. It's like, no. I was like, I'm not taking the stairs two flights up. I'm not taking the stairs one flight up. I will wait an hour and a half for the goddamn elevator to come back down. Fucking tell the fat guy to walk upstairs. What's the matter with you?
I used to work at a call center, right? And like, it was very strict. Like, you had to be on the phone and ready to go by the time your shift started. So my shift was at 8, which meant I was late, like, a lot. And, like, it was either take the elevator or take the stairs. And there's been times where it's like, all right, I'm on my last warning. So I've got to race up the stairs. And it's two flights. And so I get up to the top. And I run to my desk and I put on my headset. It's like, thank you for, can I help you? Like, wouldn't the company rather me be 3 minutes late like than give that kind of service to somebody? Like,
it's embarrassing for fat guys. Like, I shit, man. If I go up like 3 steps, I'm like, I'm like dying. You want me to go up a flight of them? Are you kidding me? Like, no way. Oh, man.
You would hate living where I live. That my bedroom is on the 3rd floor.
What?
Yeah, so I have to go up 2 flights of stairs to get to my room.
I would sleep on the couch every night. Nah. I would not a fucking chance. We've had 2 places that the bedroom was upstairs, and I hated it.
Yeah,
it's just so annoying. I mean, I don't know. I'm not. Oh, it sucks. Stairs. I don't like stairs at all.
It sucks, especially when like you've been like out all day in the sun. Like you come home and like you're about to fall asleep on the couch. You're like, oh, I should go to bed, and then you're like, oh, fucking stairs.
Right.
Like, just like, what the fuck?
And as like a big guy, there's no chance where like, you know, you and your wife are sitting down on the couch and like, you know, you get the look in your eyes like, hey, you know, you want to go upstairs and fool around a little bit? And then by, you know, you're like, okay, you get upstairs. By the time you get up there, you're all out of breath. You're all sweaty and nasty and you can barely move. She doesn't want anything to do with you at that point.
No. It's funny. Whenever we get something started down here, and it's like, and she's like, hey, do you want to go upstairs? It's like,
can't we just do it here?
Can you incentivize this for me somehow?
Tell me there's going to be some really cool positions if we go upstairs.
Are you going to put something on or... If I get up there, are you going to be mad at me for not doing anything and just laying like a log?
Oh, that's great. Oh, fuck me. Oh. That's so true, though. Like, yeah, by the time you get up there, it's like, fuck it. I just did all that work for you. You're doing it for me.
Usually it's a thing where it's like, all right, babe, you got to start over now. I used all my blood flow getting up these stairs.
I'm going to need another 20 minutes. And a sandwich.
Probably some orange juice.
We still have that Gatorade up here. All right. Let's see. I got one more reason.
All right.
It's good to be fat because no matter where you are, people always offer you a place to sit down. I have noticed this a lot. Like anytime I'm hanging out with people over somebody's house, mm-hmm. It's only a matter of minutes for me to be standing there that somebody's like, hey, Nick, here's the chair. You want a chair over here? Like, dude, I have seen old people get up off a seat so I could sit down.
Wow.
Right? Like,
that's impressive.
It's impressive, but it's also kind of sad. Because of what? I'm taking a seat of an old person.
It's right. So you don't decline. You
holding yourself up than we do this old person.
So you don't decline the seat ever.
No, not really. I was just thinking about it. I was like, I mean, sometimes I'll be like, oh, I'm good. But then I'm like, it's a fucking chair. Sit down. Well, now I feel kind of ashamed of myself that I'm taking some old person chair.
I will say, all right. This is true. You do get the seat a lot, you know, but you're also offered help, like carrying things or like fixing shit, you know, like I was walking out to the car today, actually, and the fridge broke in my house, in my shop. I've got a little mini fridge. It's like 40 pounds, whatever. It's not that
right.
big of a deal, but I'm carrying it out to my van. And next to me is a Molly maid, so cleaning ladies, right? And they're walking to their car, and I'm going to the back of my van, getting ready to pull the handle, and they're like, oh, do you need help? I don't want you to drop that and fall and you might shake the earth and just, do you want me to get it for you? Like, and I'm like, no, I got it. And I just put it in one hand, picked it up, and it's like, the hell? Like, I might be fat, but I'm not a pussy. I might watch Legally Blonde and can quote it, like, but I'm not a pussy.
You know, it's a thing. Just because, you know, the fat is covering the muscles, that we have no muscles.
Right. Yeah. It's like, come on, man. That's what it is. Yeah, but what I've seen is that old people don't do shit for me.
Really?
Yeah. Old people don't like me.
I was about to say, maybe it's just you. Maybe, you know.
I really think it is. Like,
fuck. They're close to death anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not looking for their seat or anything, but, you know, it'd be nice for Grandpa to offer me every once in a while.
Motherfucker, how long have you been sitting? You've been sitting for 20-some years. Let me have a seat.
I'm waiting for the day for an old person to, like, rascal up next to you in Walmart. Like, oh, do you want to borrow my rascal, Sonny?
I would take it.
I'm waiting for you to come on the podcast with that story. I think that would be our final show.
Oh, man. I have to tell you, man, I have literally thought about jumping on one of those electric carts like a bunch of times. You know, I've got issues with my feet. They're always messed up. So, I mean, there's been times where, after working all day, I'll go pick up Tina and she needs to go to like Walmart, wherever. I'm like, all right, let's go. So we'll go. And I start walking. I'm like, oh my God, this sucks. And I completely think about going to get one of those little electric carts. And then I'll see a really big woman drive by in one. And I'm immediately like, no. Yeah. I was like, I do not want to be that person. I do not want to look like that and rolling down the aisle. Trust me. I refuse to do it.
So I know exactly how you feel. Well, my parents came up from Florida to visit me, and we all went to Target one night because it was Travis's and Kyler's birthday. So they're like, let's just go to Target and we'll get them like winter coats. It's right. Like, all right, cool. So we go, and like my dad has the routine down. Like he runs into Target, like grabbed an electric cart, brought it outside for my mom so she can cart her big ass inside.
Right.
And, like, go around. Like, she can't even make it from the car to the cart. Like, like, my dad had to, like, he literally, like, booked it. He, like, ran in there. And what a dick he must look like, right? Because he's running in all willy-nilly and fancy-free. And, like, like, hops into a car and is like, ah, motherfucker. Like zooms away. He doesn't even use it in the store. Like, it's like he's fucking stealing it. Like, he just like leaves the store with it.
So fucked up.
And then my mom's gotta use it. And like, I'm looking at this whole thing and I'm like, damn, like that's my gene pool. Like, I'm in that shit. Like, I can't have that. Like, that can't be me. Like,
are you kidding me? If I were you, I'd be like, hey, Ashley, take notes. This is going to be you in like 10 years.
No. That will not.
You're like, going to be running into the fucking Walmart to grab me a card.
I will just not go to the store. Like, that. Like, the day that happens would be the last day that I will ever go to a store. Like, that. No, that will not be me. No.
You know, I say the same thing about people who shit themselves. Like, yeah. I never understand that. Yeah. If I'm to the point where I can't keep my shit inside of me until I hit a bathroom, I'm never leaving my house. I'm going to stay home all day long.
That reminds me of a bit that I used to do when I did stand up for twice. right?
Right. Your 2 week New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Your 2 week stand ups. Oh God.
But the bit was like, I took my dog to the vet because he was eating his own shit, right? And the vet was like, oh, he's just getting old. It's like, is that what happens when you get old? Like, can you picture your grandmother just sitting down with a big bowl of her own shit and just eating? like that's her supper.
Oh, it's so disturbing.
It is. It's really disgusting.
Go up and visit my grandmother. Mom, why are you eating shit? What does the matter do?
I don't think you would notice right away. You'd be like, what is she eating?
Well, first of all, I'm pretty sure the second I walk through the door and smell it, there's going to be an issue. And then I'm going to walk and the smell's going to get even worse as I'm hovering over her big bowl of shit.
Right.
Now, let me ask this. Do you think that they would use different kinds of shit as like different meals? Like if they have like really runny diarrhea, is that like soup? Or, you know, if they have something nice and thick, is that like, you know, ice cream or like a meatloaf or something?
I'm just picturing an old person having the presence of mind to prepare their shit meal. And like put it in Tupperware and freeze it. Like they're with it. Like they know what's going on. They put it in a bowl, they microwave it, like they wash the bowl out. Like they're totally self-sufficient. But they're like, well, I'm old, so this is what I have to do. Like on your 67th birthday, somebody comes up to the door and like, no more fucking food. Eat your own shit, please.
Oh God, I see them like pulling out like the good china, but it's like a really nice shit. Don't use that with that. I spent all days brewing this shit. Use the good china.
They have house parties with their old neighbors, and it's BYOS.
It's a shit luck dinner.
Shit luck. I guarantee you the listeners are not going to look at their grandparents the same.
Oh man.
And they probably hide it too. Like they've got food in the house. So like when younger people go, they're like, oh, do you want spaghetti? And they make spaghetti.
Oh man. That's awesome. All right, so we're a little over an hour right now. Let's wrap this one up.
All right. So, American Fat Ass Podcast, part of the Jazoman Podcast Network. You can find us online at AmericanFatAssPodcast.com, Facebook.com/AmericanFatAssPodcast, on Twitter at Fat Ass Podcast. If you go to our website, we've got our archive of podcasts that we've done. We've got videos. Any way to find us through other podcast networks or directories, we've got that all there. Like us on iTunes, like us on Stitcher, leave us a review, please. We would appreciate that. And that's it. I think we're good. Do you have anything else to add?
I got nothing, sir.
All right. It was a good show, and we are out.